The US House Rules Committee will hold a debt limit hearing on Tuesday. That's after President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy agreed to a deal over the weekend. Both parties say they are confident the deal will pass through Congress, averting a US default. The bill will suspend the debt ceiling until January the 1st, 2025, likely putting off another fight over the Federal Borrowing Authority until the middle of that year. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says he will dissolve Parliament and call a snap election for July 23rd after his Socialist Party suffered heavy losses in regional and local elections on Sunday. The Conservative People's Party and far-right Vox are set to control 8 of the 12 regions up for grabs in the weekend ballot, including the bellwethers of Madrid and Valencia. China's first locally manufactured passenger jet has successfully completed its maiden commercial flight. China Eastern Airlines flight MU9191 flew from Shanghai to Beijing yesterday with 128 passengers. The debut marks a long journey for domestic plane maker Comac, which started developing the C919 in 2008. A US debt deal failing to lift European equities this Monday morning. Thin liquidity, of course. The UK is closed, as of course is the US. European markets down 0.1%, but the future's looking brighter stateside with gains of 0.3%, when, of course, the US looks to trade on Tuesday. Money moving into German debt yields down 11 basis points, and the Turkish lira closing in on record lows, with Morgan Stanley saying there could be further downside of about 30% for the Turkish lira, currently down 0.6% at 20 to the US dollar. That's a look at the markets and top stories. I'm Tom McKenzie. This is Bloomberg.